closed a World Monetary Conference because of the shortage of liquidity.
Yes.
What's our position on that?
I think it ought to be that it has to be prepared very carefully, that we have been trying to feel for areas of agreement where some kind of a consensus might emerge eventually, and we haven't found it yet, that we're not opposed to the idea, but publicly we feel that at least while we speak for a government, it's no harm in his doing it, but speaking for a government, it would raise too many false hopes to put great stress on it now.
Well, the liquidity just depends really today, world liquidity, on the dollar and sterling, doesn't it?
It does, and there is need to get more, and meanwhile...
And then with the backed by our own personal supply of gold, to have the whole world monetary system depend on the United States' supply of gold, which happens to be, in a sense, an historical accident,
sure.
Doesn't make much sense, does it?
No, it is too limited, and for the long run, we've got to broaden it out. So what we've been doing, of course, in the meanwhile, is to build these new arrangements, which are minor, but are helping us get through the next few years while there is a chance to probe to see what other countries are prepared to take on in the way of burden. They haven't been surplus countries long enough. They haven't lived with convertibility long enough to have reached a stage of quite understanding what it means to them. And we're over the next few years, I think we will find that we can get more and more that comes from them to help support the monetary system. Right now, it is sterling and the dollar, and of course, mainly the dollar.
What would we want? Ideally, what would we want?
I think ideally something along the lines he's talking about, a continual enlargement of the monetary fund. If it's going to do what he says, and that is itself create credit, we're going to have to maintain some standards so that it doesn't run away.
Yeah.
And it's the problem of getting the other leading countries to share in the development of those standards and to develop good operating arrangements that'll survive a crisis that we do have to push away on now.
Yeah.
And what we're doing meanwhile with our own arrangements, what we call the swaps and the borrowings in foreign currency, is in fact to bring the other leading countries into a working relation with us, from which in time, I think, and I hope not too long, they'll see much more of what has to be done, so that we're moving really in spirit in the along the lines that he proposes, but with a feeling that you don't just solve it with a monetary conference. You remember the bad one in 33? That one was called before they'd gotten a consensus among the leading countries and without adequate preparation.
Yeah.
With a lot of world confidence built up around it before it happened, and then it collapsed.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Thanks, Lava.
Fine.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. Bye.